This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Dr. Gary Adams, President, CEO, National Cotton Council.
The planters have started rolling, at least in the southern parts of the Cotton Belt. And obviously, as we start heading into April, we'll see a lot more of those acres being planted through then in May. You know, as we look at acreage expectations, when the National Cotton Council did our survey back in the latter part of December and January, and we released those back at our annual meeting in February, we were seeing about a 5% decline for U.S. acreage based on the survey responses. What I would say is that at the time that we did the survey, December futures for cotton were trading at about 74 cents a pound. We have seen that market strengthen a good bit. In fact, it went up into the upper 80s on December for a brief time, and now it's kind of backed off to the low 80s. So still a little bit stronger than when our survey was done. But at the same time, other crop prices have also strengthened, particularly relative to where they were last year. So I know we've still got a lot of competition for acres. I think that we could, you know, when it's all said and done, we could see a slight decline in cotton acres, just given where the market is right now. I'm not sure it'll be the 5% we had, but it could be a little bit of a decline in acres. So much of that's still going to depend on how much the markets may change between now and the end of May, and also weather.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.